Intelligent Medicine is sponsored in part by Chromadex, providing healthcare practitioners with a clinically proven vital resource to increase your patients' levels of NAD. NAD works at the cellular level to fuel energy production. It supports some 500 enzymatic pathways in the body. But many factors can cause NAD levels to drop, such as poor diet, alcohol consumption, lack of sleep, immune stress, overtraining, excess sun exposure, and stress. So it's important to supplement NAD reserves. Fortunately, there's a patented NAD precursor called Niagen, or nicotinamide riboside, which is the active ingredient in the cellular support supplement True Niagen Pro. Backed by nearly 100 published papers and multiple human studies, True Niagen Pro can safely and effectively elevate your patient's NAD levels. True Niagen Pro gives hardworking cells exactly what they need to perform at their best. To learn more about the research behind True Niagen Pro, or to order, visit pro.trueniagen.com. That's true, spelled T-R-U, pro.trueniagen.com. And from now until June 30th, practitioners can get 10% off with coupon code HOFFMAN10. True Niagen Pro is cellular defense for life.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and we would really like you to join us. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question live on the air, 877-726-8255. That's our number, 877-726-TALK, to join me and share a comment or pose a question. Lots of stuff on the agenda today. We're going to talk about microplastics and nanoparticles, how they are a potential threat to your health. Also, very interesting study looking at the effects of antidepressants, used by millions of Americans each year, tens of millions of prescriptions are written every year. And this study is a comprehensive evaluation of whether it has a serious impact on people's quality of life. 877-726-8255. Also, we're going to take a look at a new study that demonstrates that something called time-restricted eating, that means restricting your eating time into a very narrow window, well, according to the latest study, doesn't make a difference in terms of weight loss. But wait, there's more. We're going to do a deep dive on that study. 877-726-8255. Okay. Well, we're still in the throes of COVID, but there's a lot of COVID confusion because, spending some time on Twitter sometimes makes me feel like I got to come out and take a shower. Because there's a lot of shouting and a lot of controversy, people extolling the lifting of the mask mandate on public transportation, on planes in particular, rejoicing that they'll no longer have to wear what they call a face rag, but also a lot of people expressing concern that they're not going to fly. That they kind of like the way that things are being handled in China, even. That China takes it seriously, whereas we in the United States are complacent about the dangers of new variants. Well, there's some interesting stuff going on in Philadelphia. Philadelphia was one of the first cities to reinstate a mask mandate in the face of increasing cases of Omicron and the Omicron variant. There are now variants of the variant. So the latest is BA2. Well, that's not even the latest because now there's a subvariant of BA2. It's like BA2 2.0. And so a lot of people concerned that these variants are going to cause another surge. And so they wanted to get ahead of it. They created a mask mandate in Philadelphia. Well, lo and behold, after a mere 3 days, headline here, Philly lifts mask mandate hours after Mayor Jim Kenney defended it. The mask mandate was rescinded after only 3 days, 3 days after it went into effect. And so there's a lot of conflict between what the public wants, which is, by and large, the public's getting tired of wearing masks, let's face it. And the masks, not that efficacious, maybe somewhat efficacious, but certainly no perfect bulwark against getting COVID. And they're an encumbrance. And also a reminder, kind of a psychological reminder that COVID is still amongst us. And a lot of people are saying, let's just move on from COVID. Let's get rid of some of these restrictions, especially since masks, unless you're wearing a tight-fitting N95, don't seem to be doing all that much to stem the tide of COVID. So there's kind of a fight going on in Philadelphia, as there are in, you know, across the country, because they've lifted the mask mandate federally, but they're still saying that, according to the CDC, that you probably should keep wearing a mask. Officials from the Philadelphia Department of Health, for example, have said that from the day the mandate was announced, they hoped it would be briefed, but they projected it being in place for weeks. And the mandate required people to wear masks at all indoor public settings, including businesses, offices, and gyms. It went into effect Monday, but it was rescinded by Thursday in the face of intense criticism from businesses and residents. And so, yeah, that was so much for the mask mandate in Philadelphia, and so much for the mask mandate in the entire country of the U.S. because, well, it looks like mask mandates did not pass muster, according to the courts. It's going to be appealed. The Justice Department is launching an appeal, but it's unlikely that that appeal is going to fly. It's also unlikely that the public is going to be very happy with either outcome, you know, because some people say, yay, masks, and other people are going to say, no way I'm going to wear a mask anymore. I'm done. There's news that the CDC convened a panel, and they coined a term, booster fatigue. And what they say is that they're concerned that people are going to experience booster fatigue. We're telling people in PSAs and through the media that we need to give people multiple boosters. But one panelist expressed concern about booster fatigue and said that multiple boosters give the impression that vaccines aren't effective. I mean, if the vaccines really work, then why are we telling people, well, you need a booster? Well, according to a study in Israel, antibody levels after a fourth dose returned quickly to levels seen after a third dose. So they may be a temporary benefit. They may protect, to some degree, people who are at high risk, the elderly, people with so-called comorbidities, diabetes, severe obesity, cardiovascular disease. These people might be in trouble if they catch even a minor variant of COVID. But it turns out that a lot of people, and I've heard this from patients, I've heard this anecdotally, even family members have told me that they're really knocked out after a booster. One of the hosts on this radio station actually said, he called in to say, you know, maybe put on a tape today because I'm not feeling so good after my booster. I'm not sure I can get on. So boosters, you know, part of a problem is that we keep doing the same boosters for a disease that has changed. And so in the face of variants, what they say now is that they need to formulate better vaccines if they're going to go the vaccine route, because people, it's not going to put up with it. A lot of people note that, yeah, I took the booster dutifully and I still got sick, and I was fairly sick. So, well, small consolation that you weren't hospitalized, you didn't die. But in the face of decreased levels of hospitalization and death, it's hard to sustain a mask mandate, and it's hard to convince everyone that they need to take a booster, unless it's mandatory. What's going on in China? Really nuts. They're locking down entire major cities of tens of millions of people. They're forcing people to stay in their apartments. They're allowing them to emerge for daily PCR tests. And then they have to go back to their apartment. They have having tremendous food shortages because it's impossible to deliver the food that people need as they experience lockdown. And another COVID-related story that I'll share with you in a moment. Patients report a rebound of COVID-19 symptoms after taking the highly touted antiviral medication Paxlovid. That's the Pfizer medication that promises to stop COVID in its tracks. Well, some new disturbing trends are emerging around the COVID pill. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. You can call in with a question or an opinion. Say you have a question about masks, boosters, mandates. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Reserve Collection, a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. Rich and bold, the Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. And with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. In that newsletter last week, I took a look at the implications of the Ukraine invasion for Russian health, which is already on the ropes, and the invasion is going to strain the resources of an already burdened healthcare system to a breaking point. Check it out at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Next week, we're going to take a look at tricky triglycerides. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And there are now antiviral pills, molnupiravir from Merck and Paxlovid from Pfizer. And the idea is that if you test positive for COVID, you should immediately take the pills because the pills stop COVID dead in its tracks. They're potent antivirals. One of the problems with molnupiravir is that it can't be given to young kids or pregnant women because it seems to affect the DNA. That's not so savory. And when it comes to Paxlovid, there's a whole raft of medications that you can't be on when you take Paxlovid because it affects the metabolism of those medications. And unfortunately, the very people who may need to take Paxlovid, people who are at risk, are older. They may be on 3 or 4 or 5 different medications. They have comorbidities, so-called. And so they got to stop their medications? Well, that's not such a great idea. So there's a new problem associated with Paxlovid. And, you know, I'm going to say right up front, it's not yet confirmed, but it's of sufficient concern to merit additional study and a report in the Boston Globe. Headline, a puzzling phenomenon. Patients report a rebound of COVID-19 symptoms after taking the antiviral Paxlovid. So they test positive, they take the Paxlovid, they feel better rapidly, but they're only supposed to take the Paxlovid for 5 days. And what happens is after finishing their 5-day course of treatment, they feel better and they test negative on an at-home rapid test. They then start to feel sick, and then they test positive a few days later. So it's not really clear what's going on. Is it that Paxlovid temporarily suppresses the virus only to allow it to come roaring back later? That is being investigated. Maybe some people just need to take the medicine longer to mount a more effective antiviral response. So, that's currently under investigation. 877-726-8255. And now on the anti-aging front, there's some new information. As you know, it's important to me that supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of aging healthfully. That includes PQQ, glutathione, and alpha-lipoic acid. PQQ is interesting because it helps support your heart and brain function and promotes robust cellular energy production. Glutathione is the body's premier antioxidant and detoxifier. And alpha-lipoic acid helps maintain your neural health, the nerves in your brain, and helps preserve optimal blood flow. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to neutralizing free radicals and protecting us from oxidative stress as we age. And they're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for more information and to order. Okay, so when we talk about all these measures that we're undertaking to slow the virus and to attempt to reach zero COVID, as is now, there's a great experiment unfolding in China, zero COVID. How's that working out for them? Well, we'll see. Other countries with less stringent measures had a lot of COVID in the beginning, but now have vanishingly few cases of COVID because the vast majority of the population has been exposed. And vaccine campaigns have also helped. But the strict lockdown measures, we have to weigh them, not just in terms of their impact on COVID, but their impact on the economy and on the well-being of the populace. And there's a couple of studies that just came in. Headline, stricter pandemic policies took toll on mental health. You think? People's mental health suffered when strict COVID-19 control measures were put in place by their governments, according to two new studies. They looked at the government response, which included school closures, workplace closures, cancellation of public events, restrictions on gatherings, public transportation closures, stay-at-home requirements, restrictions to domestic travel and international travel restrictions. And they found that they were tied to greater psychological distress scores and lower life evaluations. So, when it comes to the big picture, were countries that enacted strict lockdowns better off? Clearly not in terms of the mental health of their populace. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals combines the four most powerful of these plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black peppercorn, and black cumin seed. It's an all-natural daily preventative against a host of possibly inflammatory issues. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious-tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm.com. PHARM, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, and while supplies last, buy two bottles of Black for Health and get two bottles of wild oil of oregano free. That's a $55 value just for listening to Intelligent Medicine. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Among them, several stand out for their support of aging healthfully. PQQ, glutathione, and alpha-lipoic acid. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to neutralizing free radicals and protecting us from oxidative stress as we age. They're available now at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. To Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available to you not only during the program, but also 24-7, 365. So if you have a question, you can call 877-726-8255 and record it. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I wondered if you had any advice on helping with anemia. I've been taking iron pills for 3 weeks now, but I haven't noticed any change in my energy level. Just an aside, I wondered if there's any harm in eating raw sweet potatoes. Thank you, doctor.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about anemia. It's not clear to me whether this caller has had a medical workup to determine the cause of her anemia, because the most common cause of anemia is iron deficiency anemia, but there are many other types of anemia that are related to other nutrients or sometimes not related to nutrients at all, and sometimes can occasion a need for GI workup to make sure there's no gastrointestinal bleeding or bleeding from the intestine. And then there's, as one ages, sometimes there is a type of anemia where you can take all the iron in the world, and it's not going to help your tired bone marrow to manufacture more red blood cells. But anyway, if indeed it's iron deficiency anemia, here's how that works. It takes 120 days to build an entire new population of red blood cells. So if you're taking iron for energy, and indeed it's the right thing to do because you are deficient in iron and that's the cause of your anemia, then you need to wait for about 3 or 4 months to see if that bolsters your red blood cell count, which should make you feel better and less tired. But then there are many other causes for fatigue. There could be anemia, but there could be other things going on that are causing the fatigue. So it's not clear to me that the iron pills are going to work. And without additional information about this patient, I can't say whether it's a good idea. It's sometimes even a bad idea to take iron pills on the theory that, oh, yeah, Popeye ate his spinach. Spinach is rich in iron. And he, grew big muscles and beat up Pluto. It doesn't always work that way. And iron can be something that overloads your system, too, in some people. Taking extra iron can be harmful. So you got to have a better sense of what's going on and do a proper workup. Okay, so when it comes to eating raw sweet potato, I did a little research on that subject, and there's not a serious downside in eating raw sweet potato. The only problem with raw sweet potato is that it's a high source of oxalates. So people with kidney stones or a type of arthritis that's associated with high oxalate levels, they need to avoid excess oxalates like you get from rhubarb and certain green leafy vegetables and foods like sweet potato. Now, when it comes to sweet potato versus yams, it turns out that a lot of the things that are called yams in the grocery store are actually variants on sweet potatoes. Yams are actually relatively uncommon in regular Western supermarkets. You can get them in sort of Asian specialty stores. And those you got to watch out for when you eat them raw because they contain various substances that can be toxic. And they even have a bit of a hormonal effect. It's actually, in certain studies, it's been found that a high intake of yams helps women who suffer from PMS. Why? Because yams are a source of natural progesterone. And indeed, in the early days of the pharmaceutical industry making hormone pills, they cornered the market on yams and refined them and processed them in a way to release the hormones that were present in the yams. But, you know, in ordinary supermarket shopping, you're likely to come across things that are called yams. They aren't necessarily yams. Some people take raw sweet potato, cut out slices, and throw it in a blender. And that's, you know, not entirely a bad idea. That can be okay. And it has nothing to do with anemia. It's not likely to make you go low in your blood counts. All right. When it comes to energy, you know, there's a lot more to it than just taking iron pills. And I've got some exciting news from our friends at NT Factor. You've heard me talk for years about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. Well, now, there's new cutting-edge research that shows something quite remarkable. NT Factor also enhances your body's ability to absorb other nutrients. The bioavailability of nutrients when combined with NT Factor formulations results in increased absorption and transport through intestinal epithelial cells compared with the nutrients without added NT Factor lipids. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Plus, NT Factor promotes nutrient bioavailability. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribed it for my patients. And you can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, so I was planning to talk about this, and just as I was about to talk about it, during the breaks here, we have a TV on in my studio, and it's on mute, but sometimes during the commercial breaks, I turn on the sound, and I'm watching one of those 24-hour cable shows that broadcast all manner of news, and then there's a little health hit on a study that looks at what's called time-restricted eating, which means that you confine your eating to a certain number of hours per day. And according to various formulas, it's 16 hours of non-eating versus 8 hours of eating. You know, it's a narrow window of eating. Now, most Americans, maybe they have breakfast at, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock, and they keep eating through the day. They have snacks. They have, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in between. And then maybe they have a little something extra, you know, bedtime snack. So that's kind of the reverse of time-restricted eating, because it's instead of 16 hours of fasting and 8 hours of eating, it's, you know, virtually 14 hours of eating and 10 hours of not eating, maybe even less. But so they did a study, and the study purports to show that
whether you are on just a regular calorie-restricted diet. There's no question calorie-restricted diet helps you lose weight, okay? But if you combine the same calorie restriction with time restriction, will that help you lose more weight? And according to the headlines and according to that health hit that I just saw, kind of dumbed down, you know, 30 seconds, don't bother with the time-restricted eating because it won't help you lose more weight. That was the bottom line of the study. Well, I had the study in front of me here, and that's not at all what it says. And I'll tell you why the journos got it wrong in interpreting the results of the study. Because, you know, and I have a news article here, which says, condensing a calorie-restricted diet into an 8-hour window during the day didn't do much to bolster weight loss, a randomized trial found. Well, this study was done in China, and it turns out that the people who were in this study, they already were on a pretty good regimen because they were somewhat into time-restricted eating. They ate for 10 hours, and they fasted for 14 hours. So they compared folks who had a 10-hour window of eating to folks who had only an 8-hour window of eating over a period of a year. And what they found is that there really wasn't that much difference in terms of weight loss. It wasn't, and this is an important word, it wasn't statistically significant. Because in studies, even if there's a difference, it has to be statistically significant. But then I looked at the actual data, and with the time restricted and calorie restricted diet, the folks lost 8 kilograms, which is 17.5 pounds, and with just the calorie restriction, they lost 14 pounds. So if you were given a choice of two diet plans where on one diet plan you could lose 17.5 pounds versus another diet plan where you could lose 14 pounds, the choice would be obvious, right? You'd say, I'd take that extra 3.5 pounds. That can make a difference. In this study, quote, it was not statistically significant. Also, some other interesting findings that they didn't have time to talk about in a little hit on TV for 30 seconds, but they found that in terms of BMI, body mass index, minus 2.9 for time and calorie restricted versus just minus 2.3 for calorie restricted. So significant difference. Waist circumference, with the time restriction, 3.5 inches reduction in waist circumference versus 2.75 inches. Not that much, but, you know, it's about a belt size, right? Body fat mass, that's important. The time-restricted eaters lost 13 pounds versus the just restricted eaters, 10 pounds. Body fat percentage went from went down minus 4.3% with the time restriction versus just 3%, which is the calorie restriction. The area of abdominal visceral fat, that's belly fat. That's internal fat. We'll get to belly fat. And that's very important metabolically. Minus 26 square centimeters versus minus 21 square centimeters. Significant difference, in my opinion. The area of abdominal belly fat, that's subcutaneous fat, that's your spare tire, minus 53 centimeters squared versus 37 square centimeters. 53 versus 37. So that's 20 inches versus 15 inches of belly fat removal with the time restriction. Clearly, the time restriction, it made a difference. Also, the time restriction showed improvements in LDL cholesterol and what's called two-hour postprandial glucose levels after a meal. So, this is journalistic malpractice, the way they're reporting it. Clearly, there is a beneficial effect of time-restricted eating. And especially, you know, in the study, you go from 10 hours to 8 hours of restriction. Most Americans don't have 10 hours of restriction. Maybe they've got, 14 hours of restriction because they're eating all day long. They have 14 hours of eating, that is, not restriction. So there you have it. The study, it clearly misinterpreted in the way that the press is relating the story. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You want to join us, you can call 877-726-8255. We'll put you right on the air and you can pose a question. Bad medicine. It's not just a song by Bon Jovi. It's a real thing. And when it comes to COVID, there's been a lot of bad medicine, a lot of fraud, a lot of efforts to reclaim funds that were fraudulently expropriated for COVID. There was a lot of money sloshing around. Where there's a lot of money sloshing around, there's going to be a lot of fraud. And here's an example of one of the scams. LA company faked COVID test results, authorities allege. A company accused of handing out fake results for hundreds of coronavirus tests will pay more than $20 million in restitution. A company called Same Day Technologies, that's important because they purported to be able to turn around test results real quick. Get your results in just a day. And we're talking about not just the rapid tests, which you can get in a day, but the PCR tests, which sometimes take 48 hours or 72 hours. It's kind of a drag if you're planning to go somewhere and you need a test result. So you pay extra, in this case, $195 to get your test results within 24 hours. But what happened was the labs that were processing the tests couldn't turn around the test results that quickly. And so the CEO of the company, Chief Executive Felix Huttenbach, said, just send them fake results. Tell them they're negative. Well, some of them turned out to be positive, and that's a hazard to the patients themselves and to the people that they might come into contact with after they were erroneously told that their tests were negative. The company agreed to pay $22.5 million, and so they got busted. They also engaged in health insurance fraud because to rack up more insurance claims, Same Day set up a virtual call center for physicians who were supposed to do roughly 100 consultations a day. So they called people up and they said, hey, your test result's negative. Okay, you know, have a nice day. And then they billed people for a doctor consultation which was a scam. And here's another one. Health system on the hook for $22 million. $22 million seems to be the sweet spot here. Providence hospital system agreed to pay $22.7 million to settle allegations that two of its neurosurgeons falsely billed federal healthcare programs, i.e. Medicare and Medicaid, for medically unnecessary spine surgeries. This came to the attention of one of their fellow doctors who expressed concerns that two physicians there, by the way, Providence, based in Rhode Island, has 51 hospitals in seven states. And so they had two star surgeons who were doing lots of spine surgery, which was very lucrative for the hospital. And one of their, a whistleblower, a fellow doctor, expressed concerns that they were endangering patients, performing surgeries that resulted in complications, conducting surgeries on patients when they were not appropriate, which, you know, happens a lot in back surgery. It's like, okay, let's whisk into back surgery before trying out a lot of the less invasive measures, and also failure to document their procedures. So they even operated on incorrect spinal sections, which then required a second emergency remedial surgery. What do? They did a fusion on L3, L4 instead of L4, L5. That could be a critical mistake. And so of interest is that although the two doctors resigned from their positions after their suspensions, one of them has had his medical license restricted in Washington State and Michigan, but he remains active in Indiana and Ohio. So he's not been completely defrocked. Another of the physicians implicated in this, his medical license remains active, even in Washington, where the surgeries were performed, and in Michigan. And no actions have been taken by state medical boards. So, medical mayhem is often unleashed on unsuspecting patients, and the government and the insurance companies pay the tab, and you ultimately pick up the tab. 877-726-8255, our number, and you can call in with questions or comments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots more coming up next hour. Stay with us. This is Intelligent Medicine.